This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Apple, one of the richest companies on the planet, will report quarterly profits this afternoon. Something to watch, the massive pyramid of cash the company's built out of all the individual contributions consumers have made to buying iPhones, iPads, and MacBooks. You can practically see that pile of cash from space. It was close to $250 billion 3 months ago, and it could top that level today. What does one do with $250 billion? Here's Marketplace's Marielle Segarra.
Apple's big old pile of cash gives the company freedom to make big bets with innovation. Rita McGrath teaches at Columbia Business School.
That amount of cash is a big safety net and buffer in case one of their big bets goes wrong.
McGrath says the cash also gives Apple negotiating power. If its partners don't like the terms of an agreement,
Apple's perfectly capable of saying, well, you know, we'll go find somebody else. And if necessary, we can even fund a competitor's development of the technologies.
Apple could use the cash to buy companies. It tends to stick to smaller acquisitions. But Anindo Ghosh, a professor at the NYU Stern School of Business, says there is pressure on cell phone manufacturers to buy firms that do other things, like create content.
There's not a whole lot of money to be made in the core products because the margins are not that high. So let's try to diversify and get into some of the other spaces.
Most of Apple's cash is held overseas. So if it wants to do any of these things in the U.S., it'll face our corporate tax rate. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.